Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria and Rustenburg, a maximum van 29 vanmiddag, Johannesburg 28.
Got roadworks on the R21 north. There's some delays at the OR Tambo interchange. We've also got a stationary vehicle N12 east after Edenvale Road.
President Cyril Ramaphosa het gisteraan die algemene vergadering van die Verenigde Nasies in New York toegespreek. Ramaphosa het die geleentheid gebruik om uit te spreek teen wêreldwye militêre besteding wat 'n geskiedkundige hoogtepunt bereik het, terwyl die wêreld agterraak wat die kernontwikkelingsbeloftes betref.
We are building weapons when we should be building social infrastructure that advance the lives of our people. We are fighting wars that cause death and destruction when we should be fighting poverty and developing the livelihoods of vulnerable people. We must act decisively to silence all the guns everywhere to realize the goal of sustainable development and global peace.
Intussen het Amerikaanse president Donald Trump die VN beskuldig dat hulle nie optree tydens globale konflikte nie. Trump sê hy het 'n belangrike rol gespeel om 7 oorloë te stop, insluitend konflikte tussen die DRK en M23 rebelle van Rwanda sonder VN hulp. Wat die voortsleepende oorlog tussen Israel en Palestina betref, het hy Hamas aangespoor om gijslaars vry te laat.
The United Nations wasn't there for us. All they seem to do is write a really strongly worded letter and then never follow that letter up. It's empty words. The only thing that solves wars is action. Instead of giving in to Hamas's ransom demands, those who want peace should be united with one message: release the hostages.
Suid-Afrika vier vandag Erfenisdag, wat dikwels met lekker kuier om die braaivleisvuur geassosieer word. Maar die Gautengse verkeerspolisie waarsku dat dit nie 'n verskoning is om roekeloos op die paaie te bestuur of erfenisterreine te vandaliseer nie. Woordvoerder Selomaremane.
This Heritage Day let us celebrate our rich history and culture by embracing our collective responsibility to build a safer, more secure Gauteng for all.
En in sportnuus het die Suid-Afrikaanse onder 21 netbalspan 'n derde agtereenvolgende wedstryd by die wêreldjeugtoernooi in Gibraltar gewen deur Malawi met 64-33 te troef. Kayla Dames het na afloop van die wedstryd gepraat.
Dit was definitief 'n tawwe wedstryd. Dit was moeilik, hard. Ons moes gewerk het vir wat ons gesoek het, maar ek dink ons het op die einde daar uitgekom. Malawi is altyd 'n sterk span. Ons weet al van qualifiers af, hulle gee ons altyd 'n goeie go. Maar ek dink ons het deurgedruk en die girls het sterk gestaan en ek spaar ons op hulle.
Die onderwonde Suid-Afrikaners is eerste in groep D en speel vanaand hulle laaste groepwedstryd teen Fiji. Ek's Martine van der Walt Elers. Top story this hour, President Cyril Ramaphosa addressed the United Nations yesterday, saying the world is building weapons rather than building social infrastructure that advance the lives of people.
Yeah. That netball clip was amazing. I love our gemengde tale.
Mingles.
Ja, mingles. Ons het 'n goeie go gegee. Mzansi
yes,
for sure, baby. Nice one, ladies. Thank you, Martina. More news coming up at 10 o'clock. More hits coming up, well, right now.
Jacquard FM.
God went crazy when he painted you. Ain't seen nothing like this before. Took a little extra time on you before he let you walk out the door. You got that smile, babe. You got that sort of Mona Lisa, drive me wild, babe. I'd give it all up just to keep you by my side, babe. I know it from the jump. Fit right in my arms like you the one. Yeah, I'm made for you.